Today's Amud is my Katan Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. We're holding on Chav Beis Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom by the words Tanu Rabbanan. So says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanan, Chacham Shemes, if a Chacham, the Rav of the town, if he's Nifter, so Beis Midrashay Batel, his Shul, his Beis Medrash, their Batel, it's Machalikas Rishayinim, if this means just on the first day, or it means the entire Shiva, but his Beis Medrash is batal. Now obviously, even if it means the entire Shiva, it doesn't mean that they don't have yeshiva and no one learns that entire week. It just means the yeshiva is batal. But avada, each chavrusa shaft, they're going to learn at on their own in their houses, by one of their houses. That's what the Rush explains. But not that they mamash stop learning. It just means that the yeshiva as a whole, the yeshiva is batal, the Beis Medrash is batal. They don't go to the Beis Medrash. Says the Braisa Vaiter, Avbezdin Shemes, if the Avbezdin of a town, if he dies, so then Kol Bati Midrashay Shabi Ibrei Betalin, so then all the Bati Midrashays in the entire city, they're all Batal. He's the Rav of the entire city, Kilu. So then the entire city is Batal. All the Bati Midrashays of the entire city are Batal. V'nichnasin LaBeis HaKnesses, and when they go to shul, umeshanin es mekayman, they have to change their spot. So they're allowed to go to shul, but they have to change their seat. Hayoshim betzafin, yoshim bedarim. Those who normally sit in the north, they'll sit in the south. Hayoshim bedarim, yoshim betzafin. The south will now sit in the north. They switch their seats. Anasi shemes, anasi. This is the most chamer. He's like the rav of all of Klal Yisrael. So therefore, batei midrashes kulan betalin. All the batei midrashes everywhere. Everyone is batal. And also, another chumrah is that ubnei ha-knesses nechnasin lebeis ha-knesses ukairin shiva. Those that go to shul, shayla, if it's referring dafka to the asara batlanin, the bnei ha-knesses or bnei ha-knesses is just another way of saying everyone who goes to shul. So those who go to shul, they only go and they read, and they read the seven aliyahs, and then v'yaitzin, and then they leave. They don't actually daven tefillah betzibur. Everyone davens by themselves in their houses. So they have the seven aliyahs, presumably because this is referring to Shabbos. What would be Monday and Thursday? Also, Machlekes Rishayim, if Monday and Thursday, they just go in for Kriyas HaTorah, they have their three aliyahs, and then they go home for davening. Or the Ritva explains that no, they only go to shul on Shabbos. It's only when there's seven aliyahs, when there's a Shabbos davening, that's when they go to shul and they have Kriyas HaTorah, and during the week, they don't go at all, even on Mondays and Thursdays. But then, either way, if it's V'yaitzen, the tefillah itself, the Shemin Esrei itself, that does not take place in shul. That takes place at home. Everyone davens B'yachidus. Mamish real avelis for everyone. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha says that even though there's no base medrash, when a chacham, when a bezdin, a nasi dies, lo sheyelchu v'yitaylu bashuk. I've added this doesn't mean that everyone just goes on vacation. They go and they walk around in the markets. They go to the malls. El yoshvin v'daimin. It means that they stay put in at home. They stay at home v'daimin and they stay quiet. They're supposed to be thinking about the loss. They're not supposed to be going around. There's no base medrash so that people stay home, not so people go around and use it as a day to go on vacation. Now another halacha, says the Braisa, is that ve'ein aimrim shmua v'agada v'beis ha'avel. That we don't say, a person doesn't say, different. He doesn't learn shmuais and agadais, things that really distract the person. They're very interesting, they're very distracting. So a person's not supposed to say these types of things in the Beis Avil, because that's going to distract the Avil from the Avelis. Says the Gemara though, that Amru Allah of Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel, Shayo'imer Shmua v'agada b'Beis Avil. He held that it was mutter, and he would learn, he would have Shmua and agada in the Beis Avil. Now, Tan Rabbanan, we learned in another braisa that Avel Shabbos Rishayna ina yoytzi mi Pesach Beisai. Shabbos Rishayna in this context means not just the first Shabbos; it means the first week, of Avelus. So, an Avel is ina yoytzi mi Pesach Beisai. He doesn't leave his house, meaning he doesn't even go to shul. He doesn't leave his house bichlal. Shnia yoytzi ve'ina yoyshev b'mkayman. The second week he could go. He could go to shul, but he doesn't sit in his normal place. Shlisha is Yoshev b'mkaymai, ve'enei b'daber. The third week he goes to shul, he even sits in his normal place, but he still doesn't talk to people. And Revi'is harei kol adam. Once it's the fourth week already, so then he could act like everyone else, then already he doesn't have to show any sort of sign of avelus. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Rabbi Yehuda Schalik, Rabbi Yehuda says that lo yhutzuchu leimer Shabbos Rishayna lo yetzim mipesach beisai. It's not necessary to say that the first week the avel is not supposed to leave his house and go to shul. Sha'arei kol nechnasin lebeisai l'nachamai. Anyways, he has no time to leave his house because his house is full. Everyone's coming to be menachim him, and there's no, and so avada he's going to have to stay home. Ella, everything is a week later. It's the shniya that ain yoytzei mipesach beisai. It's the second week that he has a din on him that he's not supposed to leave his house. The first week, mameila, he's stuck at home. The second week, he has a din that he has to stay home. He's not allowed to go to shul. Shlishis yoytzei ve'ini yoyshev b'mkoymei. And it's the third week that he goes to shul, but he doesn't sit in his normal place. Revius yoyshev b'mkoymei ve'ini medaber. It's the fourth week that he sits in his normal place, but he doesn't talk to people. And chamishis harehu kakol adam. And then by the fifth week, so then he's like everybody else, he sits in his normal seat, and he could talk to people like normal. Another braisa about the dinei avelos ten rabbanon, kol shleishim yoimlin nesuim. The halacha of avelos is that during the shleishim, during the entire first 30 days after, when the person becomes an avel, so he's not allowed to get married, Mesa ishtai, if the one who he's sitting shiva for, if the one who he's in avelos for is for his wife, if his wife was niftara, that's why he's an avo. So then, it's not just for 30 days. Then, asa lisa isha acheres achi yavru alav shleisha regalim. Then the Tanakhama says, he has to wait three regalim, much longer than shleisha miyim. He has to wait three regalim until he's allowed to get remarried. And Rabbi Yehuda says also it's longer than Shleishim, but not exactly three regalim. It's regal rishon v'sheni aser. The first two regalim, it's aser for him to get remarried. By shlishi mutar, already by the third regal, it's mutar for him to get remarried. But al kapanim, both of them agree, both the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda agree, that when the reason a person's in avelos is because his wife was the one that was niftara, so then the did of getting married is more chamer. It's not enough to wait 30 days, he has to wait a longer period of time. Two regalim, three regalim, but it's not a din in 30 days anymore. And the Rishonim discuss exactly why it is that by a wife we're more machmer. By a wife we say that the guy is not allowed to get married until much longer. So Taisus over here on the spot, Taisus Dibur Maschil Ad, gives us three possibilities. Number one, he says, is that we do it so that a person remembers his wife. We don't want him to forget his first wife. So we want him to have a tekufa of tsar. We give him a longer period of time so that we want to sort of traumatize him. We want him to have a tekufa where he's not allowed to get married and he has a tekufa of just tsar and avelus. And in this way, when he goes through that tekufa, he's not going to ever forget his first wife. A person, after he had such a tekufa, he's not going to forget the experience. And in this way, we ensure that he's not going to forget his first wife. So that's why we tell him he has to wait some time until he's allowed to get married. The second child of Taisus is mamish the opposite. Taisus says that the reason why we give him three regalim or two regalim is so that he forgets his first wife. We don't want him to get remarried right away. If he gets remarried right away, so then when he's together with his second wife, he might be thinking about his first wife. So we want there to be a certain amount of time, three regalim, two regalim, a certain amount of time, so that when he's together with his second wife, he's not going to be thinking about his first wife. And the third pshat Taisus says is similar to this one. Also, it's so that he forgets his first wife, but it's the reason is because we don't want him to start comparing the new wife to his first wife. We want him to wait some time so that he forgets his first wife and he doesn't start comparing the new wife to his first wife. And he's gonna be mamish ayver and inaz devarim. He's gonna really bother his second wife. He's gonna be telling her, oh, you know, my first wife, she was like this and you're like this. He's gonna taunt her. He's gonna compare her. So in order that shouldn't happen, Chazal were sensitive that the man should wait a certain amount of time until he forgets, to a certain extent at least, he forgets about his first wife, and this way he'll have a better second marriage. Now says the Gemara Vayter, says the Braisa, V'mein leibanim mutar lisa la'altar. That if a person doesn't have any children, so then he doesn't have to wait this amount of time, then he's allowed to get married right away, and the reason is Mishon Bittel Peri Verivia, is because it's otherwise he's being mavatal from the mitzvah, Pururavu. We need him to be Mekayim Pururavu. So therefore we don't asr on him to get married. Also here it's Machalikas Rishainim, what exactly means the altar. Does that mean even during the Shiva or Dafka after the Shiva? But he definitely does not have to wait as long of a period of a time as we mentioned before. Says the Braisa now, Hanicha Loibanim, another exception to the rule of delaying the second marriage, is if, let's say, his wife who died, she left over children by him. Banim Kitanim, they had young children together and then she died. So the halacha is that being that he has young children, and young children need a mama, they need a mother to care about them, to take care of them. So therefore, Chazal realized that, and they said, Mutter Lisa La'altar. That's also a heter for the man to get married right away, Mipnei Parnesason, because of being Mefarnisem. Being Mefarnisem in this context doesn't mean monetarily, it means lovingly, caringly, to care about them. He needs someone, that they need someone to care about them. And therefore, in such a situation, we give the man a heter to get married right away, so that there could be someone there, a mother figure, to take care of the children. And says the Gemara, an unbelievable story, Maisa Shemesa Ishta Shal Yosef HaKayin. There was a story that the wife of Yosef HaKayin died, and she left over children by her husband, by Yosef HaKayin. Va'amar La'achaisa, the Beis HaKvareis, at the Beis HaKvareis, while he's burying his wife, Yosef HaKayin says to her sister, he says to his sister-in-law, his wife's sister, he says to her, L'chiu parnesi es b'nei achoisech, why don't you come and take care of your sister's children? Meaning really he was, you know, proposing to her. He was saying, marry me so that you could take care of your sister's children. Mamish at the Beis HaKvareis while he was burying his first wife. You see the importance of having a mother figure, of having someone to take care of the children. However, tells us the Gemara that even though it's true they set up the shidduch and perhaps they even got married soon after, but lamaisa he wasn't together with her until he waited the zman meruba. Even though he got married, he needed someone to be in the house to take care of the children, but in regards to being intimately together, so then he waited until there was a zman meruba. And my zman meruba explains the Gemara how long is a zman meruba. Amar papa la'achar shleishim yoyim, which is the typical din, shleishim yoyim. So he waited that amount of time. He waited this man meruba to be together, but at least this way, in the meantime, there could be that mother figure. And Tanu Rabbanan, another halacha, kol shleishim yoyim legiyas, that the entire shleishim, an avil is not allowed to wear pressed clothing. And says the Tanakama that this means echad kelim chadashim, whether it's new clothing, and that's why it's freshly pressed, because it's brand new, ve'echad kelim yishanim yaitzim mitaych hamachbesh, or whether it's old clothing, but it just came out from the press, so now it's like new. Such clothing would be a distraction to the avelus, new clothing, that's not appropriate, and an avil during the entire shleishim is not allowed to wear such clothing. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, lo asru ella kelim chadashim bilvad. He says, no, it's not echad kelim chadashim or yishanim yaitzim mitaych hamachbesh. It's only true, this halacha is only true about new clothing. The avil during the shleishim is not allowed to wear new clothing. But old clothing that just were just pressed, so that's not included in this iser. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, he takes it a step further, and he says that not just is it only new clothing, but lo asru ella kelim chadashim levanim bilvad. It's only new clothing that are white, the only new white clothing that has a certain freshness to it, that's what's asr for an avil to wear. But if there would be new clothing that's a different color, red new clothing, or any other color, so then even though it's new, according to Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, that would be mutter to wear. And says the Gemara that Abaye Nafik Begarda Desarbula Karebi. That Abaye, when he was an Avul, so he went out with a Garda Desarbula, which is a white baguette, but it wasn't new. And that's like Rabbi Shita, that Kol Shekein, it fits into Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Shita, but it's even like Rabbi Shita, that since it wasn't new, so it's not included in the Isser. The Isser only includes mamish new clothing, but old clothing that's freshly pressed, like this Garda Desarbula, so that's mutter. So Abaye went out with it because he paskin like Rabbi. And Rava Nafek Bechimutzta Romisa Sumkasa Chadati. Rava went out even with a brand new baguette, but it was Sumkasa, it was red. It was a Roman Romisa, it was a certain type of Roman fancy clothing, and it was red. And that's what Rava went out with. He went out with this red robe, even though it was brand new, and that's Kerbalazab Reb Shimon. That was going in accordance with the sheet of Kerbalazab Reb Shimon, that the only Isser is on new white clothing, but this was red. Very interesting, Rava went out with red clothing. A guy might get kicked out of yeshiva today for doing such a thing. Zman Chazal, I guess they were less makbid. But he went out with this red robe, but since even though it was new, since it wasn't white, and that's like the shita of Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon.